Blog Talk Radio.
I'm one of those Papa Didi or Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Aloha. Oh,
and red wine is on she's on a new
different stuff.
She's on a new synthetic drug.
I got that good good.
Okay.
What's poppin', Papa Didi?
Well, you know, wow. I tell you, you know, if you saw the movie Ray Charles when he told the girl just listen when he was grabbing her wrist to see how fine she was, and then he talked about the bird on the windowsill, and he said if you want to hear something just listen. But I was on a train the other day and I heard people talking, this group of young yuppies, you know, whether it be black or white, it doesn't really matter, but they were talking, and it's amazing how when one person hasn't done something, how the other person was just so bullshit out there, so unbelievable. You know, like the girl was asking the other girl, did you see Rent, you know, to play Rent? And the girl came out and said, so she could be with the in crowd, she said, oh, well, you know, I read the book. I got halfway through it. I didn't really like it. I didn't see the play. Blah, 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 blah. You know, first of all, the question was, did you see the play Rent? If you didn't say it, just say no. Damn. But she's up there bullshitting her friend. I don't know if I call her girlfriend, because I mean the manipulation and the whole the backsliding was, they were just bullshitting each other. You know, oh, what about this? Oh, I don't know. I'm just listening to this crap go on. And I was on my job the other day, you know. And I heard two of the craziest motherfuckers in the room say, boy, they got some real characters in this office. Now, they are the two craziest motherfuckers in there. How do y'all have the nerve to say we have characters in this office and y'all are the two fucking Looney Tunes in the room? That blew my mind. I'm like, wow, everybody perceives something that they want to particularly perceive. And it's amazing because the crazy people don't even realize that they're actually crazy.
That's true.
Wow. And I just, you know, I just saw on different occasions where people aren't honest with each other. You know, people will lie. You know, people say, oh, you see the movie Black Panther? It's a yes or no question. Yeah, you know, I saw it. But I'm going to see it again. I'm going to see it again, you know, because blah, 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 blah. And you didn't see it. So why are you lying? I mean, it's just, oh, my goodness. You got rappers that are talking about, you know, not rappers, but people that's into hip-hop. They'll lie to other hip-hop people about a song come out. Boy, you hear a new joint by Drake? Yeah, I hear a joint. Some shit. They ain't heard nothing. They haven't even heard it. Everybody wants to be in the in crowd. It's amazing. A few years back, I went to Robin Hood Del East, which is in Philadelphia. And these two girls was in the audience. And they were obviously square. They were obviously well-kept girls, you know, from their parents or what have you. I call them driveway women. They weren't parallel parkers. They were driveway women, okay? And they were in the audience. And every time a song came on by Lauryn Hill, them two were, like, bouncing. Like, they obviously haven't heard the song before. But they looked around at all their peer group bouncing, and they started bouncing. And I'm looking and saying, you got to be fucking kidding me. It's obviously these girls don't know this particular song. But it seems like in order to be with the in crowd, people will lie, they will BS, they will tag along. It is amazing. I mean, just sometimes, just, you know, just listen sometimes. Don't comment. just listen to what people are saying. Don't even, I know sometimes when you're in a room with people, if they're your coworkers, whatever, you have the urge to join in the conversation when somebody says something, has a level of familiarity to you. But sometimes just listen and let the conversation between the two people on the other side of the room, let it go full circle without your input. Because most of the time, you being an intellectual person in the room, you're really the fucking referee when somebody says some stupid shit. Well, Ryan, what do you think? What do you think, Baba Didi? And I'll come out and say something logical. Oh, yeah, you're right. Of course I'm right, because y'all two are fucking idiots. You know, so, and you can also sometimes be the facilitator of the sanity in the conversation. So stop being the encyclopedia sometimes and sit back and just let the two idiots carry on, and you will have laughs all day. So I'll leave it at that. Just don't always participate in conversation between two idiots. Stop being their facilitator. Stop being the balancing act, okay? Let them walk without a tightrope, okay? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it.
Okay. All right. I like being a referee.
Yeah, and you will be. You will be. People say, what do you think, Red Wine? Whoa, boy. Then you come out with your logical stuff and say, oh, yeah, you know. You're right. You always say great stuff.
I have learned to walk away. Like Oprah said, I don't want none of that negative energy. Nope.
Is that what she said?
No, thank you. All right. Well, we're going to. It's time for the weird news, one of my favorite segments. And we got some good ones for you tonight. Mm-hmm. Who's kicking it off? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. So, first up, let's go to Virginia. See what's going on in Virginia. Alexandria, Virginia. That's not far from the D.C. area. It is the D.C. area. A northern Virginia man is facing charges including driving while intoxicated and possessing marijuana after a police pursuit where he ended up running over himself. Imagine that. Fairfax County Police released dashboard video from Tuesday's incident showing 30-year-old Isaac Bonsu getting out of his car on a residential street in the Alexandria section of which is a Washington suburb. But Mr. Bonsu apparently forgot to put the car in park. And the video shows him running in front of the car and then being hit by the car. So I guess he was trying to outrun the cops. He jumped out of his car, which was still moving, and he started running in front of the car, and eventually the car overtook him.
Oh, my God.
And he got hit by his own dumb car.
Mm-mm.
Bonsu gets up and continued running, and then the police say they caught him unharmed after a brief foot chase. Police say they initially pulled him over Sunday for an apparent equipment violation. So he probably had a brake light out or something like that.
And we were going to probably give him a warning.
How stupid.
So charges
against Bonsu include a third DWI.
Oh, my God.
Felony hit and run. So now he's going to get hit with a hit and run when he hit and ran on his...
Well, how can he sue his own self? That's so stupid.
Well, the police are charging him with a hit and run.
Oh, my God.
Because he hit his own self and then tried to run. And an illegal window tint. Mm. So his windows were too dark. He hit his own stupid self. And this was his third DWI.
That's why he was running.
He's just stupid all the way around.
Yeah, he was. He don't need to be driving, so they're going to take that.
No, they need to put him on Metro or Uber or something because...
Yeah, they're going to take that license.
Yeah, I think he's kind of dense.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Of all things, I had to get this to me.
Okay, what you got?
All the way up to New York City. New York City's rat population put on ice.
Uh-oh.
New York City is using dry ice to reduce its rat population. Oh, okay. The Daily News says the program is in effect citywide after a successful 2016 pilot and the Environmental Protection Agency approval of frozen carbon dioxide to kill rats. Interesting. The Health Department's Pest Control Director, Ricky Simone, says dry ice is effective on rats but doesn't harm birds of prey. So So on Monday, the exterminators buried smoking dry ice in burrows in a park flower bed. The rats are trapped inside, suffocate, and die within minutes. Some rats may escape. So an area is typically treated three times. Staff from the Housing Authority and the Park Sanitation and Education Departments also have received dry ice training. All of those agencies are involved in the city's neighborhood rat reduction plan. Interesting. Dry ice, huh? The ice must, suffocate them, huh?
So I don't understand. They put dry ice, like, out in the what? In the hedge?
Park flower beds.
In the flower beds.
Right.
And the rats go in there and...
That's where they crawl at night. You know, I guess they can crawl anywhere. Crawl any and everywhere.
And the dry ice suffocates the rats?
Mm-hmm. Guess it's overbearing.
That is wild.
Interesting.
So that's been working, huh?
I guess so.
Okay. And this is where?
New York City.
New York City.
Okay. Yep. New York City got the rats on ice.
In D.C., okay. The DMV.
Yeah, because they've been having issues in downtown.
They've been doing a lot of building in D.C., and they're on the wells to go.
Uh-huh.
All right, first of all, before we go to the next story, let's make a correction on Red Wine. When she did her
what
story,
did I do?
She's... We're about to tell already. We don't want letters to come to the studio.
No, please don't send me letters.
She was talking about Alexandria, and she said it was the suburbs of D.C., Alexandria is actually in Virginia, so it would have to be
a
suburb of its own particular state.
It's considered a suburb of
right,
D.C.
Well, okay. Okay.
Okay, we'll get into
anyway,
Virginia.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, he's right. It is
anyway,
in Virginia.
I'm not trying to be right. I'm just trying to save us from getting letters because we get mean letters about you all the time, and I'm really trying to minimize our letter flow. Anyway, moving on.
I do some Italian sign language.
Anyway, firefighters free a man. Why did I get this?
I did that. As a new intern.
Shut up.
Well, what do you mean? What is the story, possibly?
Yes. What is it?
What do you mean? Buh, 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 buh.
What do you mean?
Yes.
As they drop a fish hook in a barrel. Okay. Firemen freeze a man's genitals.
Did you say genitals?
From a wrench. What
is that? Genitals?
From a wrench.
From a wrench like me.
DIY. Our enthusiasts are warned against mishandling tools after being called to free a man who took tightening nuts to a new level.
Wow.
How'd I get this story? This is not even.
I don't know.
Shouldn't let a man read anything about nuts being destroyed. It's not even fair.
New intern.
Is that what happened? He destroyed.
Okay, firemen are warned of the dangers of mishandling tools after a man's genitals became trapped in a circular side of a wrench.
The circular side? Oh, that the little ring part at the end of
the
wrench?
Wrench with a ring, and I guess he got caught up in that. Crews were called to assist medical staff with a patient at Royal Grant Hospital in Newtown, South Wales.
Oh, wow. All the way.
On Wednesday. All
that
right.
Sounds very painful.
They had to use their cutting equipment to remove the steel tool. South Wales Fire and Rescue Service issued a warning on social media afterwards. Okay. It said, if you're using tools, make sure you're handling them as the manufacturer recommends. Okay. Keep wrenches.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's crazy. So wait a minute. You're talking about that little circular part on the end of the wrench.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know how, whether he was, I don't know what he was wearing. Maybe he wasn't properly dressed. Maybe it was the summertime.
Stuff was dangling.
Maybe he had, who knows?
They said
who
his
knows?
Nuts were in that circular. So he must have put his stuff through that circle.
But he probably got tied up
stuff.
Against the project he was working on, and who knows?
Oh, who you knows? Think he was doing construction work somehow?
Yes,
he was.
Crap.
He was doing some kinky bull crap.
I always
and
tell
decided,
you,
let me just
when I look at DIY TV,
nah.
People are not dressed properly. You know when
he
the
looked at that circle on the end of that wrench and said, "That looks like a good place to put this."
You know when the property
and
brothers give people
in there
those
and then
look
realized out. That wasn't a good idea and ended up in the ER and the ER said, "We're gonna have to call some other folks to get you out of this." And then they had to cut him out of that thing. Big dummy. I bet he was looking real stupid, too, with that wrench hanging off of his mess.
But in all seriousness, when the Property Brothers and other DIY show people, of like, trying to knock down a wall
mm-hmm.
and all, they got the actual owners in there doing it. They have on flip-flops, no hard hat, barely wearing glasses, and they got a sledgehammer knocking down a wall. Somebody put something happened
but on
that level.
They don't put a
well.
Wrench on that junk.
It's got nothing to do with it. They be knocking cabinets fall down on their head.
Well, if anybody
that,
has
that.
Put a wrench on their junk or wants to call in and talk about any near misses they've had, give us a call at 914-803-4306.
All right, welcome back to Pajama Party. Obviously, red wine is in cahoots with some other sponsors that we're not aware of. So she's taking breaks, and she's in the back room advertising Listerine, toothpaste, and Modest.
Really?
Modest
is out of business for many years.
She's
oh, my goodness. Okay.
King size Modest in the purple
my
box.
Oh, my gosh.
In the purple box, Modest.
Oh, my word. Anyway, it's time for I'm Just Saying.
Massengill and everything.
Oh,
back
Lord.
There,
now he's
advertising everything. Come on, girl. Really, come on.
Oh,
Lord.
Edibles, please put
edibles,
him on the kitchen list.
You name it. What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, right.
She's backdooring us.
Yeah. This segment is brought to you by our sponsor for Edible Undies.
And Kotex Modef.
See, there
purple
he goes.
Box. Purple box.
Yeah, you know more about it
know?
Than I do.
But we didn't know about.
Right.
Okay.
I used to get him out of the box with my mom when I was
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, you see who knows about it.
Well, when I was a little boy, my mom, hand me one of them Modest Kotex.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Anyway, tonight on I'm Just Saying, I want to talk about no jail time. Mm-mm. You know, we keep hearing this in various cases, and I'm a little fed up with it tonight, so... This particular case is about this young lady who basically was crying wolf. So, like I said, I'm really just tired of black people being falsely accused by people who don't look like them, and they get away with it. Why isn't it a crime punishable by jail time? I'm just saying, or just asking, whichever way you want to look at it. Now, this 19-year-old female in Pottsboro, Texas, named Brianna Harmon, concocted this fantastical story to cover her tracks, where she lied and said she was kidnapped and raped by three black men. She had the police looking for these alleged rapists, had the black and the white community all worked up over this BS, all just to cover her tracks. So what had happened was, last March of 2017, Brianna was reported missing to the Denison Police Department after witnesses noticed the door to her vehicle was left open and her personal items, including her phone and her keys, were scattered on the ground. And a few hours later, Ms. Harmon walked into a church wearing nothing but a shirt, bra, and underwear and said she had been kidnapped by three black males wearing ski masks. And that these men had assaulted her, raped her, and one of the men held her down while two of the men raped her. Fortunately, investigators noticed the inconsistencies in Brianna's story several days later. And then when the medical workers could not find any evidence that she had been raped, and they also noticed that the holes in her jeans didn't match up with the injuries that she displayed on her body, they started to get suspicious. So now Brianna told the police that this was 2 weeks after it happened. She told the police that she made up the whole story and that the cuts on her body were self-inflicted. And when they said, "Why did you do it?" she said it was because she was upset after she and her fiancé had been fighting Now, this crazy female cut herself, cut her clothes, and then made up the whole rape story because she didn't want her family to be angry with her for disappearing like that. Now, she didn't care about the black community being angry. She just cared about covering her ass. So she threw three imaginary black men under the bus. But yet, she gets no jail time for her efforts. None at all. I don't like that. Now, the local police said her false allegations have hurt the community, both black and white. They said it's insulting and it was totally unnecessary, which I agree. Now, this week, now this is a year ago when this happened. This week, Brianna pleaded guilty to four felony charges of tampering with physical evidence and government documents in relation to the false reports of kidnapping and sexual assault. Her lawyer said she's very remorseful for what she did, and she's decided to plead guilty. Well, give me a break with that mess. She's going to be sentenced later this month, but the only thing she's facing is either probation or community service. And I want to know why. You accused three black men. Fortunately, she didn't call out anybody, but you said it was three black men in ski masks that did this to you. But now they're saying, well, either she's going to do community service or she'll get probation. This is some bull, and I'm really getting sick of it because this is not the first time this stuff has happened. Is it because she's a pretty little white girl? And she's very pretty. Is that what it is? Is that the requirement to just get a slap on the wrist when you decide to say, it was black men, it was three black men? Come on. How many people have apologized for their infractions and still went to jail? Everybody says, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm just saying, I've had enough of people like Brianna crying wolf against black people, especially black men, and getting away with it with nothing more than a slap on the wrist. I'm just saying, there should be stronger penalties for this kind of crime. Maybe if it was, people like Brianna would stop doing it. If jail sentence was the outcome, maybe they'd think twice before they throw somebody black under the bus and say it was somebody black. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up.
I'm saying lock her dumb ass up. Where was this again?
This was in Texas. Pottsboro, Texas.
Ooh, I'm telling you.
How many more times is this going to happen?
I know.
And people just say, oh, well, she was very remorseful. She apologized.
Did they do a rape kit on her at all?
They did, and they found no evidence of rape.
Okay, well, then.
And then when they looked at her clothes being ripped the way that she claimed that her attackers ripped her clothes, and they said, well, based on the injuries, which were self-inflicted, the injuries didn't match with the way your clothes were ripped. There was no evidence, no semen, none of that. None of it added up. And when the investigators started saying, this doesn't add up.
Right.
That's anytime one plus one is equal in six, right, something's wrong.
That's why she confessed.
And they said, no, this doesn't make sense. And then she went, okay, okay, you got me. I lied. What really happened was me and my fiancé were having a fight, and I was gone, and I didn't want my family to get upset, so I made the whole thing up. What is wrong with you?
Right. What is wrong with people?
To specifically say it was three black men? I wouldn't even have been as mad if she had said three guys grabbed me, and I don't know what they look like. But specifically
said three black men. Well, I just think that was a failure on a lot of people's part. That was a failure on everybody's part because, first of all, if three black men rape you and you're recently going to get your rape kit done, I think that the average, even new doctor can go up there and look and see if you've just been raped by three men. It ain't got nothing to do with black, white, or indifferent. But if you don't see any type of anything, if that vagina ain't out of place at all, then you, the first thing you should say is, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Three men raped your ass? And now you your shit look like normal. I mean, it's just it's a gross display of doubt on a lot of people's parts.
Right. You should have seen some kind of violent activity.
Of course.
Or the semen tracing.
And even her emotions.
Something.
They probably saw she was calm as shit. I mean, you can't get excited if you ain't excited.
But see, she rigged the whole thing up. She showed up in somebody's church wearing underwear, bra, and a shirt, talking about, oh, these three black men assaulted me. You know, she had concocted this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then she acted it all out. So to me, this was willful.
Well,
this wasn't like somebody found you on the side of the road and then you just came up with this story.
Right.
She had planned that whole act.
Right.
When she took her clothing off, or at least her pants, and then walked into this building, into this church, and came up with that story. You know, that's what that was about. So.
People need some help.
She needs jail time.
Let me tell this little story. It'll take all of 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Is this Living 46?
It's the prelude to it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But in lieu of what you said, I was on my job a few years back, and a gentleman was saying how years ago up in the Newark area, Newark and Bergen County, all around there, before you get over to New York, Jersey City area, it was a lot of railroad up here, a lot of railroad transportation, a lot of all kind of just shipping industry. Everything was over there by Newark, over there by the waterfront and everything. Anyway, guy on my job, older than me at the time, and he lived in an area called Kearny, New Jersey, which is over by Bergen County, closer to New York. But he said that him and his friends, when they were younger, they would break into the freight trains at night and steal the different TVs off the freight trains. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the police, and I'm in the room when he's saying this story, and he said, and then the police would obviously go down and check big cities like Newark and East Orange, shaking people down. And we was selling TVs and enjoying, and everybody's mother and father had a brand new TV while the police was up in Newark and East Orange. So while he was saying this, you know, me being the sassy Aries that I am, so when he got done the conversation, I said, okay, so I think his name was Vinny, typical Italian guy. You know, his name was Vinny. I said, okay, Vinny, so you're telling me that you guys living in Kearny, New Jersey, you would steal TVs from the trains that roll through y'all area, and the police would go investigate Newark and East Orange. So you're saying that the police would go investigate the black people, the Negroes, and y'all would get away with this shit. And he's like, no, I didn't mean like that. No. I'm like, bullshit. You know, and
that
me
was
and,
the reality.
Needless to say, me and that coworker didn't speak for the next 6 months. Okay, because he showed his true-ass colors in front of me, and then he realized what he was saying. He said East Orange and Newark, and I said, oh, okay. What a perfect crime for you to do something and let the cops go shake down the hood. Anyway,
wow.
So that's a true story. So getting to, am I up here?
Yeah, you're up. Go ahead.
And then just to have a segue on that there, let's talk about this crackdown of people, because you know what? This is really pissing me off. I'm going to be honest with you. I really think that the ICE company, what is that called? Immigration
ICE.
Control, whatever,
yeah.
Something or another. You know, they need to stop messing with Spanish people because it's pissing me off, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you. Back where when I first brought my house back, I'm not going to tell you where I live because it's my business. I brought my house back in 1999. And that's when the influx kind of started. That's when the computer age came in and everything. The computer's only been out, you know, I brought my first laptop in 99. So computer's been out maybe a couple years prior to that as far as popularity. But anyway, in 1999, I lived in an area where it was predominantly white, and Spanish people were kind of there cleaning people's houses, and they were, like, working as whatever in the restaurants and all that, because the area I lived in was a restaurant district. So Spanish was around there. But during that time frame, that's a time when most of your Spanish women were, like, all pregnant. I mean, pregnant was the thing, and make it so bad, they weren't the most attractive pregnant women. These were like pie-face-looking jokers, you know what I mean? Everybody wanted to have a baby in order for their baby to stay in America, to be an American, and they get the opportunity to have a visa that supported their daughter or son as an American citizen. So between 99 and 2003 or 4 was a huge population of pregnancy of Spanish women. You know, I'm getting to a point here. And it was so interesting because I didn't realize what was going on. But now when I see those same ladies today, they're much more fashionable now. They're in their 40s. They're well-to-do. They're driving brand-new cars. You know, their children are Americans. They snuck and got some kind of green card somehow. And that's all cool. But the one thing I want to say that when it comes to the ICE people kicking people out of the country for being not citizens, why do they keep messing with Spanish people? Do you realize how many other ethnicities are illegal in this country? Africans in the nail shop. You got Vietnamese. You have Koreans. But they're keeping it low, and a lot of people don't mess with them. It seems like the only people that ICE is chasing after is Spanish. And it's so ironic because you got African people around here that came up from with a visa from Nigeria. They've been in this country like 20 years. And Jamaicans and everything. I know people that worked on a job and retired and still ain't been tripped up because they were so busy chasing the Spanish people. So the Jamaican people have gotten over for 20 years and they're living somewhere and everything is fine. Nobody's messing with them. But I just think that ICE needs to open up their broaden, but they're afraid. I mean, if they raid people's neighborhoods like they're doing now and snatching people away from their kids because their kids are Americans and the mother's not, they can go in a damn nail salon and have a field day. You hear me? I don't know how much the listening audience goes in that nail salon, but oh my God. Some of them ladies are so foreign that it's crazy. You could tell they're not citizens because they got this fresh off the boat type dialogue and that look. Not even Americanized yet. They are still wearing the, you know, stuff from their country. They're still walking with shit on their head. You know, you're walking, you balance stuff on your head. They're walking, I see balance stuff on their head.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Damn well they're not citizens because they still got the culture inside them. So, I mean, I'm going to stop it there, but they really need to stop shaking down the Spanish people. There's so many other crooked people in this world. But I'm going to leave it at that. But, you know.
Okay. I agree. Yeah, that was a good one. They've been doing stuff like with hotel tips. They've been getting them managers.
And they're foreign themselves.
In places like that, mm-hmm. that have been giving them up.
Giving them up.
Mm-hmm. Just giving them up. I don't know what ICE is giving them in exchange, but that's some foul stuff.
And they're just dealing with Spanish people only, and it's so sad.
Right.
And this whole thing with the Dreamers is all Spanish. And the Africans are sitting back loving it. The Vietnamese, the Koreans, the Japanese, they're sitting back and they're loving it.
Well, hell, we should be all gone ourselves, too. We didn't have to come in.
Everybody other than the Native Americans are immigrants.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, if you want to go there with it, then everybody needs to go, except for the Native Americans.
Send me back to Africa. Shit, yeah. Give me a couple.
I've never been to Africa, so you can't send me back to some place I've never been.
How much it cost to go there? A dollar?
I don't know. No, it's thousands, I'm sure.
Here's $5. Take four movies.
Okay.
All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm your host, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
Bonsoir, darling. Mm-hmm. You're looking well.
All righty. Let me get back into this Hollywood.
All right, it's time for the Hollywood wrap-up with Kettle.
Yes.
All right, what's happening in La La Land?
See what I'm saying? Oh, he's gonna listen to this.
Uh-huh.
With Netflix. I'm trying to tell you. The Obamas stole Monique's money.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm joking. Netflix may sign the Obamas to an exclusive content deal.
Okay, now.
He goes on to say, although he has kept a low profile since leaving office, former President Obama, I think he's still our president,
for life.
Uh-huh, there you go. May soon have a new high-profile project on his hands. Both Barack and Michelle Obama are reportedly in advanced negotiations with Netflix to produce exclusive content for the streaming service. While the types of shows or number of episodes are currently unknown, people familiar with the matter claim the Obamas may produce shows about inspirational stories. You guys all right over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Other possible shows, ideas include one of which the former president moderates discussions about topics including health care, climate change, and voting rights, and one in which Michelle Obama highlights topics such as nutrition, something that emphasizes, you know, the First Lady, you know, her program, what she's done. Also, Apple and Amazon are also interested in talking to Mr. Obama for content deals.
Oh, everybody wants a piece of Obama.
That is so.
Any indication?
Who are you doing, Brother Obama?
Any doubt.
Oh.
All right, we're going to keep moving. Star Wars is back in the limelight. I saw some previews. Lucasfilms, you know, he sold that entity of his Star Wars, but he's doing his own entity of Star Wars now. So Disney has turned into one of his favorite filmmakers, John Favreau, to produce and write a live-action Star Wars television series for its upcoming stream service.
A TV series?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's streaming.
Oh.
Lucasfilms, a Disney-owned Star Wars studio, has long used television to expand its galactic storytelling, but all of its previous efforts have been animated. The Star Wars Rebels, which began in 2014, it runs on the Disney XD cable network. Oh, excuse me, Disney has all these cable network things.
Do they need to be on a kiss it list?
I think so.
They got 9 pounds of money.
Though the guy, John Favreau, he's his directing credits include Iron Man, I didn't know that, The Jungle Book, also a live-action version of The Lion King, which is scheduled to be released next year. So he has some credits. The live-action Star Wars series, part of the company's ambitious effort to join the Netflix-driven streaming boom, Disney will introduce the ESPN-branded streaming service. They're going to charge $4.99, so they're under Netflix, but, I mean, Netflix got so much going on. You can't beat that.
$4.99, what, a month?
Mm-hmm. That will feature movies from Walt Disney Studios, which includes the Marvel, Pixar, and Lucas Films labels, as well as original series like the one Mr. Fabio is developing. Interesting.
Fabio?
No, not that Fabio.
Okay, more power to him.
Yeah, we'll see. But I'm not into Star Wars, so that won't be my forte.
Well, may the Force be with you.
Okay. Susan Sarandon, she reveals Paul Newman gave her part of his own salary to ensure pay equality in a 98 film. Susan Sarandon, she revealed that fought for her to be paid equal during the making of Robert Benton's 98 thriller Twilight. Didn't know that.
Really?
Newman and Gene Hackman were equally being paid more than her. It was Newman who stepped up and took part of his own salary and gave it to Sarandon.
Cool.
Interesting. Also, she said that Newman, it was a gem for giving up part of his salary for her. So she talked about that. Also, Octavia Spencer says that Jessica Chastain helped her get 5 times her salary.
Wow. For The Shape of Water?
Yes. And also Emma Stone, she said this, basically the same thing with the, I forgot his name, the gentleman that she played in La La with.
See, why do you have to do that? Ryan Reynolds, wasn't that him?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that even necessary?
I know, in this day and age, and I say it, you got to fight, and you got to fight. Yep. Michael B. Jordan announced that he will add the inclusion rider to all projects produced by his company, the Outler Society Productions. Frances McDormand, she won for Best Actress for the Three Billboards.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about that in support of that, and she said she had 2 words to leave with the audience tonight, inclusion rider. I said, go ahead, girl. So let me just break that down. The inclusion rider says, it's a stipulation that actors and actresses can ask for or demand to have inserted into their contracts, which would require a certain level of diversity among a film cast and crew.
So if you're cast as an actor,
right,
you can make that request.
That's your inclusion
to say,
rider.
For me
right.
to be part of this,
right.
you got to be more inclusive
right.
across the board.
Right, as far as in the film, the cast and the crew.
I like it.
That's not bad at all. Yeah, you can't beat that.
Now, I wonder how enforceable is that?
I think it's going to depend on the actor. If you know, if they really want you in that film, I
yeah.
think they're going to make some adjustments on that, right? So that's Michael B. Jordan.
Because it sounds easy enough to say I want it in like a writer in
right.
my contract,
right.
but then in reality, when the film goes into production,
right.
I just wonder, are they going to say just to satisfy the clause,
mm-hmm.
we'll make sure that the food service people are either female or people of color,
mm-hmm.
you know, something
right,
like that.
Right, but this is the cast and the crew.
The people who help us steam press the
costumes.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's
right,
like
right.
in the more, I don't want to say menial, but I'll say
right.
the lesser roles.
Right, right.
Versus the more important role.
But this is specifically the cast and the crew, but the crew,
but that's part of
be,
the crew.
Yeah, the crew could be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people who deliver the food, who handle the wardrobe, moving
right.
it back and forth, the people who pack and move equipment,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff like that. That doesn't guarantee the writers, directors, producers, things of that nature. But
that's
anyway.
True. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see how far it goes. Yeah.
Uh
huh. But his company is called Outler Society Productions.
Outler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting name, so.
Yeah.
They have projects coming up called Fahrenheit 451 and Creed 2. He's doing Creed 2.
Really? I did like Creed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to check that out. I haven't seen it yet. But he has a new young lady, Elena Mayo. She is the head of production and development for his production company.
Oh, okay.
And she has a pretty good list. She came from Vimeo and Paramount.
Vimeo. Vimeo? The YouTube?
Right. She
Vimeo.
Came from that.
Okay.
She used to work for Paramount, and she worked with films The Big Short, Selma, and Fences. But she has a good track record.
Okay.
Yeah. Name is.
All right. Sound like she got some kind of skills.
Yeah. The Oscar winners. I have a few here. The Shape of Water. They won for Best Picture and Directing, which I haven't seen yet, but I have to go see it because my girl Octavia Spencer's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Frances McDormand. And Gary Oldman, he always wins. But he's a good actor.
He does.
I have to say he's a good actor.
He's kind of under the radar, but yet he always seems to win.
Right. They won for leading acting award. Guillermo del Toro, he won. He took home directing trophy. Allison Janney, the one that played in I, Tonya. She's excellent in that, they said.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. And
isn't she on that show, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's funny. And Sam Rockwell, he won for supporting actor role. Screenplay award went to Jordan Peele for Get Out.
Yeah.
That was a bad film. That was
a shame.
Did you see Get Out yet?
I have not.
You have to. And
I was scared.
Oh, please.
I thought it was a horror movie.
No.
I don't know, Laura.
And James Ivory for Call Me By Your Name. I haven't seen that one either. Must be a short
movie. I didn't see it. It was that's the movie about the gay boy.
Oh,
some
okay.
kind of gay relationship.
Okay.
Or something.
Oh, yes, yes.
With the two gay guys.
Gotcha.
But I haven't seen it.
And Dunkirk won for Best Sound Editing and Sound Mixing.
Yeah, that's a
film
war
editing.
Movie, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And of course, Coco won for Best Animated Film and Song.
Which was awesome because that was a. Latino.
Right, right. Okay. Finally, some, you know, folks of color. And also, Dear Basketball, Kobe Bryant and Glenn Keane Productions, they won for Dear
Basketball.
That was
something else.
5-minute film.
Kobe Bryant has an Oscar.
Who knew?
Who saw that coming?
Didn't nobody. Mm-mm. Okay. Oh, one last word. This guy named Terry Bryant, he was arrested for stealing Frances McDormand, her Oscar.
Oh, my
he's
gosh.
He's other things, but.
What is wrong with him?
Just check him out. Terry Bryant. They arrested him. 47-year-old. He was in custody. $20,000 bail. And
$20,000?
Mm-hmm. because he's probably done. He's done.
Did they show photos of him with Beyonce and all these other A-list celebrities?
He just gets in. I don't know how he does it. He just gets in. So he was accused of stealing her statue.
Wow.
Yeah, as he took a video of himself bragging and gloating to others about it.
But he was acting like that was his.
Yeah, because they asked him, what you want for? Oh, I think he said director or something. Something crazy. I don't know. That man is crazy. That's it for me. That's my Hollywood wrap-up.
All right. Well, that was a good one. Very informative. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin. Oh, there's so much going on the way. Oh, Lord, she's over here taking bows. There's so much going on in Hollywood. We try to keep up.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What are we doing? We're going to take a...
No, we'll go ahead with the cocktail.
Okay. Where's Papa Didi?
I guess he's going to get the cocktail.
Okay.
The cocktail's called the South Side. South Side.
South Side. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
There he is. Okay.
You take 8 fresh mint leaves. Slapped?
Yeah, you slap them.
Okay.
Put them in the palm of your hand and you slap them.
All right. 3 ounces of dry gin, your favorite, whatever it is.
Ooh. With sapphire, Bombay?
Yes,
it is. Bombay, sapphire.
Bombay, sapphire. Oh, that's 3 ounces of dry gin. 1.5 ounce of fresh lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 ounces of simple syrup. Everybody knows what that is. Club soda. And a lemon peel. So you combine mint, gin, lemon juice, and syrup in a highball glass. Fill glass with ice, then top off with club soda. Garnish with the lemon peel. And that is the South Side, and that will be on our
So this is a gin-based drink.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that's what was in this.
Uh-huh.
I liked it.
Like you said, you slap the mint.
Slap it.
The 8 fresh mint leaves together, 3 ounces of dry gin, 1.5 ounce of fresh lemon juice, 3/4 ounces of simple syrup, club soda to top, and the lemon peel to garnish. And that's the salad.
So tasty.
Yeah.
All right. Papa Didi, tell the people about the Kiss It list, because we're about to go into that. We got a list for them tonight. Yep.
8 leaves of mint is a bit strong, but anyway.
Papa Didi on Kiss It list. Come on.
Yeah.
This one does mint, like.
I like mint.
Mainlining it.
Anyway.
If you love mint, 8 leaves. If you don't, 4.
Yeah, 4.
All right. So what is the Kiss It list?
It's a list of people who show their butt hiney over the last 7 days, if not less. And they just acted the fool, grown folk, acting the fool. And we'll put them on blast and name them in name, in detail.
Call them out.
Let's start off with Red Wine.
And last name.
Red Wine is doing advertisement, promotion.
I am not on the kitchen.
On the side, in the kitchen.
Oh, boy.
I found evidence of...
read the list.
She's doing bear suppositories.
Oh, my gosh.
And
who's on the official Kiss It list?
Like I said, Modex Kotex.
Can you read the list, please?
Damn.
We're going to have to put him on suspension.
Representative, what is this, Claudia? Claudia Tenney, a Republican from New York, was saying in a radio interview that most mass shooters were prone to be Democrats.
Crazy.
She didn't accuse a reporter of being fake news and asked her about the remark. Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Yeah.
Former Trump campaign aide Sam Newberg for smelling of alcohol on a CNN interview.
Oh, yeah.
Saying he had not been drinking. It was an antidepressant?
Yeah, he said, no, I've just been taking antidepressants. But the interviewer said, well, I smell alcohol on your breath. Have you been drinking? He said, no, I've just been taking antidepressants.
Oh, my
God. Really?
And alcohol.
And alcohol.
He could have said, yeah, he wasn't driving or nothing. My goodness. Anyway, Trump administration for reversing the ban on preventing elephant hunting for trophies.
Yeah, they suck for that. They had put a ban on that to keep people from killing elephants just to get the tusks for trophies. they now he's rolled it back and said, well, we're going to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
And you're full of crap.
Trump administration for ordering the golf tee makers in the official presidential seal for possible resale at Trump's own golf course. Wow.
How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm. It's a middle school teacher in Crystal River, Florida, for running an undercover white supremacy laws using her so-called alter ego name. FBI for working with Best Buy's Geek Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Getting them to perform searches on customers' devices without warrants for over 10 years.
Yeah, that's been going on for 10 years. The Geek Squad. Mm-hmm. When they look, when they work on people's computers, FBI has them checking to see if you got other stuff
wow.
on your computer, and they don't have a search warrant for that. Also, we got Ben Carson for removing the inclusive wording from HUD's mission statement to focus on more self-sufficient aspects of housing in America. Because the mission statement for HUD used to have a statement that read something about making sure that housing is inclusive and that people aren't being excluded for this reason and that reason and all that.
Uh-huh.
Ben Carson just got rid of all that. And basically now is saying that it's all about what you can do for yourself. You know, more
oh
to pull up from your bootstrap bull crap.
Oh, my God.
So I'm putting him on there. Also, we got Pastor Robert Jeffries, who's one of Trump's people, for saying that he still believes that people shouldn't have affairs, referring to Stormy, what's her name, Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
But he's given Trump a pass because he said he knew Trump was not an altar boy when he voted for him or became his friend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of just looking the other way.
Oh,
so it's not okay for parishioners to have affairs.
Right.
But for Trump, if this is true, he's just going to look the other way. And he's saying, you know, this is on behalf of the so-called evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying all of y'all can be on the kissing list.
Okay.
Also, we have whoever vandalized the movie marquee in Okinawa, Japan for Black Panther. You know,
really?
The big movie marquee. Mm-hmm. Somebody got up there, vandalized the sign, and moved the letters around. Instead of it saying Black Panther, they changed the letters to read Fat Black Nigger. So whoever did that, you're on the kiss it list. Also, we have Taryn Olson, who is a counselor at the Golden West College in California, for telling an Asian American man that he needs to go back to his home country because too many of his kind are making her people extinct. She's a counselor at the college. So now she's been put on some kind of administrative leave for 2 weeks.
Really?
Probably also, I'm putting Trump on the list for his haphazard steel and aluminum tariff. And Secretary Zinke at Department of Interior for spending $131,000 on that door. Also, that black legislator in Florida for saying that she's grateful for slavery. Because otherwise she'd be in Florida, I mean in Africa, worshiping trees or some stuff. Also, Isaac Bonsu for hitting himself with his own car.
Okay.
Under that DUI.
Okay.
What else you got?
I had him. Terry Bryant, the guy that stole the trophy, Oscar trophy.
Yes.
Christopher Hickman. He's the North Carolina police officer.
Yes.
The guy for jaywalking.
Definitely.
And Ryan Zinke.
Ryan Zinke again.
He's crazy ass.
Put Trump on there again. Papa Didi, you got anybody else?
Yeah, I got red wine.
I
mean, it's redundant, you know.
Anybody else?
Yes.
All right, we got something for everybody on the Kiss It list, just for them, with a big red bow.
Kiss my entire ass. Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass. This world kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Then he'll die. You can't kiss my natural born.
Welcome back to Pajama Party. We're listening to Red Wine Talk.
Yeehaw!
I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
Red Wine. Talking about Hawaii.
That's the kiss it list.
All right. What's your last word?
All right. Last word, Papa Didi. What you got?
My last word. You cannot use a SDI card for a flight to Hawaii. Just so you know.
What'd you say? A food stamp can't buy a flight? No. Okay.
Because I know you try it. My last word is thanks for listening. Thanks for all the peace and love in the world that is out there. Everybody was acting like a jerk off. It's going to be what it is.
Gotta find it. Yep.
What you got, Red Wine?
My last word is, all these people that keep crying wolf, throwing black folk under the bus, making up stories about black people
that's
did this and black people did that, y'all need to get jail time. This slap on the wrist stuff needs to stop. I think they need to change the law. If you falsely accuse somebody, whether you call them out by name or not, you need to go to jail. Thank you for listening. Join us next week. We'll be live, as we always are. Tell a friend. Share the wealth. Tell somebody, check us out on apajamaparty.com. You can listen to this episode and all the previous episodes all the way back to day one. We got them all for you right there on apajamaparty.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. Over to you, Kettle.
I just want to give a shout out to our parent company, DC Homegrown.
Hey! Oh!
You can catch us at www.dchomegrown.com. They keep the lights on for us, and we really appreciate it.
They're good people.
Yeah. Thanks for listening tonight and previous nights, night before that. And peace out. That's it.
All right. Say good night, Papa.
Good night.
Kettle.
Good night.
And bonsoir. Till next Friday night. This is a Pajama Party show. ApajamaParty.com.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Put some of us in. Party cool.